Unfocused.
That's right, we're back. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this is Unfocused episode 220, the Swinub episode, eh?
Swinub, the best Pokemon, right?
Swinub, the best Pokemon and the pig Pokemon.
The pig Pokemon.
That's his title.
Okay, that one works. I don't know, there's other pigs.
Yeah, but
that exists.
But he's the pig Pokemon.
Oh, he's the one, okay.
All right, you guys.
Fuck Grumpig.
Fuck that fool. We're live on Twitch, twitch.tv/collision28 right now. We usually start sometime between 7:30 and 8. We're also available on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Like, comment, subscribe.
Do it.
You know, that's the main thing.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
All right, AJ, you want to kick us off? What's your Unfocus week been like?
You know, chilling. Soul Calibur as usual. I actually did start playing a little bit of Luminous. Actually, I'm probably in the middle of a game right now on my Switch. just because after last week's talk.
Yeah, everyone started threatening each other in Luminous, so we didn't care about fighting games anymore all of a sudden.
So I was playing a little bit of Luminous. You know, getting some single color clears and all that. And then went to the comic book store today. Picked up some new comic shit.
Is that an annual? Oh, no, you just got a bunch of comics.
Yeah, I got 15 and 16, but I don't know what the fuck this is.
I like that cover or whatever that is you have in the front right there.
Yeah, this cover looks dope. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Apparently, I paid $8 for it.
Fuck! It better look dope.
Yeah, it's an annual, 2019.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking, if it's an annual.
Yeah, it is.
It looks thick enough to be an annual. Okay.
I don't even know what the fucking annual is. What is an annual?
An annual is a special book they only put out once a year for that run of comics, and it's a thicker special issue. Where they kind of put, like, extra things, little side stories, little extra information about the characters.
Okay, yeah. That's
annuals are dope. Annuals are dope. I used to get the Avenger annuals all the time back in the day when I used to, you know, buy Avenger comics.
Side adventure shit and stuff going on?
It has main story shit.
What the
fuck? It has main story
These
shit, too.
Aren't here?
But it also includes, like, extra side stories.
You may not be able to see this because of the green screen, but this fucking green bird is in this shit, too, from...
Oh, who the fuck is that? I've never seen
it
before.
Sonic Riders or some shit like that?
I never played that game. Heroes and Riders, as I tried to avoid because I, you know, mixed reviews and all that.
But yeah, I'll be checking this shit out. It's coming soon to AJ Brain near you. And then Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
You see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
I too saw it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to give it more than a 7 out of 10, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I did feel like there was a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, there's too many Pokemon. Of course there were.
Well, no, not the Pokemon. Like, Pokemon were handled perfectly. To me, I felt like they hit everything like that I really wanted to see. Like, Mewtwo was in it.
Yeah.
Fucking Pikachu was in it. Charizard was in it. Like,
Bulbasaur was in it.
Bulbasaur made a little cameo, you know? I felt like the Pokemon was fine. That was no problem. To me, the missed opportunities were in the cameos of the humans. Like, there should have been a Nurse Joy... Should have been Officer Jenny.
No.
Should have been a brief appearance by fucking Team Rocket. They didn't even have to do anything. They could have just came in and started saying their fucking speech and then got cut off for some reason, you know? Like, I feel like there's just, like, way more things they could have done to hype that movie up even more. Like, you know, when you look at, like, when you look at Marvel movies, like, I don't know, they go the extra mile for all the little, like, references and fun shit.
Right.
And there were a lot of points where I felt like, oh, they could make a reference to this right here. And they kind of didn't do it, and I'm like, okay. It's still good, though.
I'm actually okay with that, because someone, like, brought up, like, a while back, talking about the whole Sonic shit going on, right? And it's like, you know, why is this so wrong? Like I don't know, something about the argument about what he looks like, right?
Yeah, but he looks,
like,
horrible.
Yeah, but if you, like, it's like, people, like, why can't you make him correctly? Why you gotta, like, humanize him, right? Look at Pokemon, though. They didn't try to humanize any Pokemon, right?
No.
Everything looks...
They tried to realize them.
Yeah, realize. Exactly. That's all it is. And it works. Like, everything they did with all the Pokemon looks fine. Like, I can't complain about a lot of it. Some of them look kind of creepy here and there, but...
Yeah, some of them look a little scary, but I liked it. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it, like, in a real-life situation?
I just feel like they should have went the extra step for the human aspect.
As far
like,
as...
You know, we see characters all the time in Pokemon, and, like, there was no... Reference to the characters we see all the time in Pokemon.
Which I'm okay with, because Pokemon is such a huge sandbox, like a huge world, you know? Like, every region's a little bit different. The only thing, Team Rocket is from the Kanto region, and the only time you've seen Team Rocket also is in the anime.
Nah, but Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny, man. Easy win.
Okay.
Easy win.
Officer Jenny, maybe, but Nurse Joy, I don't think so, because that city... doesn't do any Pokemon battling, so what's the point of having a Pokemon center?
Pokemon
in
still get hurt. Are you serious? Pokemon get hurt without fucking battling.
Sure, But at the same time, again, like, you know, I've never seen a nerd, Professor Jenny in a Pokemon series game, you know, only in the anime. So I don't, honestly, like, I don't like the anime references in, like, video games a lot, just because it's an outside source where the game is its own thing, and I like things to be contained in its own thing, you know?
But I don't feel like this caught enough of the game things either, though.
But
I would agree with you, but I feel like it didn't catch enough game things either. Like,
yeah, were there any anime references at all, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
see, that's why I'm okay with it.
Like, they didn't have to have a lot. A couple things to the things that make Pokemon Pokemon. There's certain things overarching that make Pokemon Pokemon, like little fun nods that everyone gets, like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. like this character should have, blah, blah, blah. Not saying they had to exactly be that character, but like little nods to it, like,
yeah,
you know, in the way that, like,
you just didn't get enough of it, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Pokemon look cool, but I feel like it didn't feel like it was in the Pokemon world enough. I guess that's what I'm saying. It didn't feel like it was in the Pokemon world. I feel like Rhyme City, all this shit, like, I feel like they totally took Pokemon and put it in a separate universe and, like, this is how Pokemon is.
But I think it's because of that city, though.
I don't like that. It doesn't feel like Pokemon.
Because like, they even showed in the beginning, like, oh, yeah, you know, Rhyme, you know, Pokemon, known for battling, yeah, 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 Pokeballs. But Rhyme City, we're not doing Pokeballs, we're not doing battling.
That line right there is right when I was like...
Which I'm okay with.
One city where that doesn't happen. Like, I don't know, anyway. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the movie wasn't good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's, like, still a good movie.
I'm okay with all those things. I'm okay with the non-battling, because that gets complicated. Once you start putting battling, then I'm going to be, like, criticizing everything. Like, okay, that Pokemon doesn't learn that move into this level. That move attacks this way. You know, that's a physical type, not a special type.
You didn't say that about Charizard versus Pikachu, though.
Because Pikachu didn't attack.
I guess he didn't really attack. Yeah, okay, that's true. He didn't really attack.
The fucking Gengar shit was pretty dope, though. And the fucking Blastoise shit.
Gengar and Blastoise was dope.
That was dope.
I did like that, too.
Even though, like, it wasn't a main thing going on, like just the shots you saw of them and you heard some attacks.
When Gengar multiplied and Blastoise started doing Hydro Pump to fire all around.
That Rapid Spin, it was one of those moves.
Yeah, it was one of those.
And then I heard him shout out, like, a Shadow Ball. Dude, the fucking Loudreds. I fucking love the Loudreds.
Hey, that was my favorite part of the whole movie.
Yeah,
the
me too.
you and I probably, like, hyped up too much. And see, here's another thing. Like, I didn't feel like they captured the harder Pokemon. The giant Torterra.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Like, well,
they were experimenting.
Yeah, it's
but
fine.
But that's just way too out of fucking...
It's fine, but it's just so out of the Pokemon range when you could have just done a legendary, like, or something, like...
Yeah, like, that would have been okay.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's in that same feel of them, like, trying to dodge the anime, trying to dodge the game a little bit. Like, legendaries are a big deal. Like, you know, have them make a... I don't know. I feel like it's just missed opportunities. Like I said,
just don't think we need to have fucking Torterras that fucking huge.
Why? We never seen it before. You know, it's just so weird. But anyway, still a great movie, though.
Yeah, it's still a good movie. Yeah.
It's still a good movie. Yes.
We're just nitpicking here.
So, yeah, now we're just like, it's from a nerd perspective. I'm sure that's why you guys are watching this show.
But it's good.
It's us, like, really pulling the movie apart. I still enjoyed it. I thought it was good. The story made sense. I really fucking loved the Mewtwo shit.
Yeah.
The memory. Pulling is okay. I don't mind it. It's okay. It makes sense for the story.
Let's not go too much into spoilers, though.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
Unless we're going to throw
off
some spoilers.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But yeah, good movie overall.
Good movie. Yeah, definitely worth a watch. Definitely a great thing to see. I think they overdid the Charmanders and Squirtles, though.
Yeah, because they knew that's what everyone wanted to see.
Yeah, they just overdid that. You've seen a couple of Bulbasaurs in with humans and all that, but... It was mostly Charmanders and Squirtles. Yeah. Like, calm down with the Charmanders and Squirtles. It was cool to see, like, other, like, things you don't see often, too.
And the whole thing, like, about the Charmander and Squirtles, they're supposed to be kind of rare. You know what I mean? You're supposed to only catch them, like, in their little, like, communities. Like,
that,
you don't see them walking around all the time.
Or they're starters, which, you know, a professor is supposed to give it to you, you know? So,
but is it, see, you know, I guess that's where it gets weird, because, like, you don't know, like, how big of a scale those starters are on. Yeah,
true.
Yeah, you know, forget it. Yeah, I'm not going to make
that exactly
argument.
Right. Yeah, because if we get too deep into it, this is where we're getting to that nerd area.
Getting
nitpicky about shit.
We're not going to talk about that,
But I like seeing a lot of random Pokemon, but I feel like I saw those random Pokemon too much, like the pandas.
It was almost too random.
the fucking eagle Pokemon, Braviary.
I didn't even know who the Braviata or whatever the fuck. Dude, I didn't even know who the fuck that Pokemon was. I had to go back and look at it. I'm like, They keep showing this bird Pokemon. I don't remember him. I guess he's newer.
He's like from 5th gen, and I didn't play any 5th gen.
So yeah, I didn't play any 5th gen.
So whenever
either.
I see a Pokemon I don't recognize, I'm like, oh, he's 5th gen.
Dude, you were right, too, because he was the only thing throwing me off. They kept showing that bird like throughout the movie, and I was like, which fucking Pokemon is that? I was like, I feel like I know everything but that bird.
Yeah, that bird was just everywhere. I like the shit they did with Ditto. Let's not get into it, but Ditto
dope. Again, dude, missed opportunity. I really did not think that was Ditto. I thought it was someone else.
Okay, that's an anime thing that I don't like.
What is?
The eyes.
The eyes?
Yeah. Whenever Ditto transforms.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So Ditto's all
no,
like,
that's not what my missed opportunity was. I was talking about the hair, the color of the hair of that character. I thought that character was something totally different.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know who you might... I know what character you're talking about.
We'll talk about it later. It's not that important for the show. Right. But anyway.
The anime, like, because there's that one episode with Duplica.
I know you're talking
with
about.
With the Diddles. The Ditto can't fully transform because every time he transforms to something, the eyes are always still bitty. The face is just always a Ditto face. And that's like only an anime thing. That doesn't happen in the main series game and shit. And the fact that they brought it into the movie is like... it's funny, but no, like, yeah. Like, all right, whatever. It's a flawed Ditto.
If they were going to bring that into the fucking movie, they should have brought other things. Yeah.
Let's
not go into it. I don't want to make it sound like we're hating on the movie. We both enjoyed it. We're just being picky Pokemon people that played Red and Blue.
I like how he keeps talking shit about it. Like, oh, it's a good movie, though. But man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But it's a good movie. Who the fuck was that?
It's a good movie. Give us a break. We played Red and Blue. You know, we're picky. So
I played a lot, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's my unfocused week.
All right, for me, my unfocused week.
Oh, yeah, also, and I'm working on the arcade stick. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah, AJ almost completed my fucking arcade stick.
It's practically completed. This needs to dry, and then I just need to figure out how I'm going to get this door on. Oh, shit, almost disappears. It's yellow, though.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, anyways. I'm pretty excited. It's got a little theme to it. You'll see once it's completed.
This digital thing right here. No, just kidding. Season 17. Fuck.
But yeah, so for my unfocused week, like I said, I saw Pokemon. Really good. What else did I do this week?
So what'd you think about this game?
I tried to play Undertale, and I realized my Switch, I think, is broken. And I'm like, fuck. But actually, it's not bad timing, because I heard there's about to be a new Switch announced. So.
Maybe,
yeah. But it's bubbling quite a bit. If it's not a new Switch, something new is about to come out. Because the fucking rumors are bubbling way too tough right now. Like, something's about to come out.
These are the two rumors for what they might do with or both. It's either a hyped, you know... a powerful version of the Switch or a lower end version of the Switch.
I'm okay with the lower end version of the Switch.
It's either going to be awesome or not so awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if I want more awesome than before. Like, it was already perfect to me. Like, I could, if it was more condensed or a little bit simpler, like, that'd be even better for me because it was already pretty awesome.
The one thing I want the Switch to do is what everyone was hoping in the beginning was that the dock has its own thing in it that makes the Switch more powerful as far as like resolution and frame rates go and all that.
Yeah, well, they were talking about that way before it even came out.
Yeah, that's the one thing I want a higher end Switch to be.
Mm. Anyways. That'd be dope. Other things.
So no Undertale.
Other things this week. No, so I didn't get to play Undertale. It's the game my girlfriend got me. I heard it's the shit and I've been wanting to play it.
Can I get that screen fixed?
I haven't got it yet. Well, the screen, I could play without the screen, but the actual thing is not working. Like, it's not glowing green when I put it in the dock anymore.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah. Because it starts flashing green and then just doesn't turn on. We'll look at it. Maybe it's...
Because I feel like it's been disconnected for so long that it just needs to sit there for a while.
Maybe. Well, anyway, I'll look into it. That's one thing going on. Other things, a lot of Soul Calibur. I learned a new Taki trick that just got discovered a couple weeks ago anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So I learned it too.
Update for...
I already know about the updates. Patches.
So do you know the new Taki shit?
Yeah.
The new move?
I looked into it.
That just came out like the other day?
Yep.
Okay. So it's this shit.
The B cancel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's a K cancel.
There's a fucking K cancel too?
Yeah. K to G. K cancel out of possession. Also, possession half roll B does something. It's supposed to be easier to do now or some shit.
It says
command added, so I'm not sure what that means exactly.
So that's what it is. Do you know what that is? All
right. Is that that's the fucking dragon, right?
Yeah, the dragon. So you remember exorcism cancel, right?
Yeah.
No, bro.
Oh, shit,
The dragon cancel.
Oh, shit.
Dragon cancel is where it's at. Because the dragon of the darkness flame technique.
What is that called?
I don't really know. Something about exorcism of demons. Is something like that. Anyway, that move where she spins the flaming wheel, right?
Yeah, the unblockable.
That move interrupts everything. They call it pork. Possession.
Oh.
Run. Cancel from the dragon. So anything can be canceled by doing
with a K.
Yes. With a K, with a capital K. There's a I can do anything and stop it with the dragon and cancel the dragon. And dude, she can cancel it fast enough that as soon as she starts spinning the wheel, she's already blocking. So your fists are like glowing from that wheel animation.
Oh,
and you block that fast.
That might be taken out. Wait.
Now they made the window bigger.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the window is bigger. That's what you're talking about right there. See how they added that?
Lengthen the input window to make the move easier to perform.
So you can do it more. So easier. People are thinking that they are okay with it because they made it easier.
Damn.
And I'm like, so I fucking spent literally almost 4 hours mastering this fucking technique. Literally almost 4 hours. It was not easy. Like, first I had to like read about it and see why it makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I had to try it. They had to break it down, try all the little parts of it, and they had to put it together, and then I had to understand why it's useful in battle. Mm. Like, it's like, people are like, oh, this cancel, blah, blah,
That's
blah.
That's something you do over a couple of weeks playing a game.
No, I did it in one night, bro. 4.5 hours straight, sitting right here fucking practicing. So hopefully it comes through next time I play. We'll see. It's pretty useful against long-distance people, so good for talking.
Ah, shit.
But anyway, see, so yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. Otherwise, I used my DC streaming service to watch The Death of Superman and The Reign of the Superman. Holy shit. The fights in this animated movie are fucking Dragon Ball level. It's so dope. Oh, I was like so entertained watching it.
Animated movie too, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, DC always does good animated movies.
Yeah.
But this one, the fights, they really stepped their fighting game. Yeah, at least. But they really stepped their animation up for the fights. It looks awesome. I watched both of them and they were both sick. Basically, you're watching like a 3-hour movie, you know, two hour and a half movies.
Right.
Other than that, Soul Calibur, Reign of the Superman,
Game of Thrones.
I think that's about it. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that real briefly, because okay. I don't want to go into it too much. I mean, okay. Should we play this? Let's play the spoiler.
Let's play some spoiler music.
We're not gonna do this for too long, but let's just put it on.
Check this out.
I always push that wrong button. Always. So spoiler music. In case anyone's new, you hear the beat in the background. You see the flashing red. We're on a spoiler topic.
And the spoiler topic today is Game of Thrones season 8 episode 5.
That's right.
Second to last episode before the end. All right, man. I like the decision to burn Westeros. I don't like that we didn't see the build up to it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like
everything's happening too fast.
Exactly, bro. Everything's
so
quick.
Way too fast. Yeah.
Like, I would definitely be cool with it, like, because if they would have did the regular 10 episodes, you know, like, they spent 2 episodes showing how crazy she's getting and like how she can't like talk to nobody.
Yeah,
and, like
that whole thing kind of happened too fast.
It happened so quick, dude. And like I said, the decision was foreshadowed. They definitely told us like she was gonna go crazy one day. Like they kind of hinted at it, but like they didn't show us that she was there yet.
Yeah.
So when she made that decision, to me, I was kind of like, what?
It's like she's like, there.
And like, and I'll say the episode was good because you feel horrified the whole time you're watching it happen.
Yeah,
you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Is she gonna stop yet? Is she stopping now?
And
she's going. Oh shit!
Keeps going and keeps burning shit.
The one thing I didn't like was that we didn't get like a bigger moment with Cersei.
Jaime and Cersei.
Yeah, not with Jaime and Cersei, just with Cersei. Like I wanted Cersei to like, you know, be face to face with Jon or with Daenerys or with somebody other than Jaime, and to have like one final like, you know, word.
I would have loved her and Daenerys to have a stare down or a conversation. That would have been dope.
Get her burned like that one dude in the beginning, you know, something. But no, she goes out without anyone really knowing.
Yeah, and we don't even. I mean, we know as the audience. But everyone else, it seemed kind of ambiguous, like fucking just boulders fell and they're dead. Like, and like everyone else in the world of Westeros is probably like, oh, is Cersei alive? You know, is Jaime alive?
Did
like,
she
oh,
get
maybe,
away? Did they
maybe
get
they
away?
Got away, you know? Like, to us, we know, but like everyone else is kind of like very open. And for
but
me
do we
personally.
We really know, though. We don't really know, though. Like,
I
who
think
knows?
We know. They don't do shit like that. They don't show you someone. The only time they ever did that was the Hound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time they ever did shit like that. But they don't really do shit like that. I was mad because Jaime didn't get a fucking epic ending, bro.
Yeah.
After all that, like, you don't kill Cersei or kill yourself or, like, he's just been through so much shit. He went through the trouble of proving that he's different, and he didn't fucking do it, you know? Like, I don't know. It was, I was really mad about Jaime and Cersei, like you said, and then just how fast Daenerys made her decision. Everything else about the episode was actually pretty dope. I liked the Clegane Bowl we finally got. That was pretty dope.
The what?
Clegane Bowl, you know, where the Hound and the Mountain finally fought.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the other fight was pretty good, but...
I thought it was dope because it was so ridiculous, and then right when it was ridiculous, it got more ridiculous. Like, the fucking wall fell.
Yeah.
You see a dragon flying and blowing shit on fire around them and shit. I was like, wow, this is just getting even more epic. I thought this shit was going to be ridiculous, but I didn't know it was going to be, like, this fucking epic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's almost ridiculously epic, and you're like, I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
It was okay. It was the better part in the whole thing.
Yeah, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But overall, it was cool. Yeah, it's just like, the show just isn't hitting me the way it used to hit me. Like, that's the saddest part. Like, and yeah. I'll tell you one thing to me that makes me mad about this. Like, I could get over it, like, if they just wrote it bad. Like, you know, they didn't know how to end it, or they didn't know how to fucking squeeze it. But, you know, they chose to only do 8 seasons. HBO wanted them to do, like, 13. George R. R. Martin said, do at least 10. And they said, no, we're doing 7. We're doing 7. They had to talk them into 8. You know what I mean? They had to talk them in. Like, they said, we only need 13.
And a short fucking season at that, too.
And a short season. They said, we only need 13 episodes to tell the ending. When I hear that and I see how rushed this feels, I'm like,
I thought it was 8. Wasn't it 8 episodes?
Technically.
Isn't it supposed to be 8 this
season?
Well,
it's 13 and... No, 6. Next week's the end. Or this episode.
It was supposed to be 8 episodes.
No.
No? What
7,
the fuck?
6.
Is this 7?
Yeah, 7 and 6. So, therefore, 13. They said they only needed 13, but... But it feels rushed. So I'm like, these guys are fucking... I think they're just done with it, bro. I think they're over it. Seriously, I really feel like they're over it. Like, the way that, like, everything's just happening so quick. Like, HBO wanted them to give them more seasons, and they're like, no, we don't need that many seasons. Like,
was it you that said it, or did someone else tell me that they're trying to save money for their prequel shit?
That's just what I feel like is happening. Yeah. And I feel like that might be HBO getting revenge on them for not fucking doing the full 10 seasons, you know? Like,
we
fine.
Said 10 we're seasons? Gonna, you only gave us 7 here, so we're going to do 3.
Yeah, we're going to cut your budget seasons. A little bit. And we're going to fucking pull that money for the prequel, so those are awesome, you know? I don't know if that's what's happening. It's just what I think could be happening. All I know is I'm like, they just need to take their time some more, man. Because, like, I don't see how this can all
too
end.
Late now.
How this can all end on Sunday. Like, it doesn't feel right to me. But anyway, that's our Game of Thrones segment. Anything else you want to say, AJ?
Nah, I guess we'll find out how it ends pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm not totally pissed about it, but I definitely am not happy about it. That's all I'm going to say.
All right,
so that's the end of our Unfocused Weeks.
And spoilers,
yeah. Don't forget Twitter, Unfocus28.
Yeah, let us know your opinions on our spoiler shit.
All of our shit.
Or just anything.
Like, comment, subscribe. And then let's jump back into the main part of the show.
Yeah, Instagram at Unfocus Podcast.
Yes.
Subscribe with Apple Podcasts, collision28.com.
Yes, find all of our stuff there, and you can subscribe there. Don't forget to download our stuff, too, off iTunes. It really helps.
Do it.
Or email us if you have questions or recommendations. Unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Which we didn't get any emails this week. I checked.
Fuckers.
Okay!
This is the dude.
Let's do it!
The dude.
Yeah! What?
And if anyone can tell us where that song is from, other than our voice and Little John over it, please let us know at Unfocus28 on Twitter or at UnfocusPodcast@gmail.com.
We know it's our song, but we're very interested.
We want to know.
We don't. All
right.
Dudes. Just tell us.
Just tell us.
All right, AJ, you want to start off or should I start off?
I guess I'll start off because we're just talking about the Detective Pikachu. Apparently, they broke some records. 58 million is what they made, and that's the it's the video game movie opening weekend record right now, beating out Lara Croft Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie back in 2001, which came out with 48.2 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So as far as video game movies go, this is the best one so far.
Makes sense. You know, me and AJ talked about earlier last year about how none of the video game movies ever really work, except for ones that aren't really based on a game. This is the first one really based on a game that worked, you know?
Yeah. Well, in a way, though, this is still like a again, back to like what I was saying before, like Pokemon's such a like a huge sandbox in a way sometimes. So I think that's why it kind of worked, because you can kind of make your own story as long as you have some of the main elements of Pokemon in there without, you know, getting too far away from it. Then yeah, it'll work out.
All right.
That's why like I'm surprised Tomb Raider, you know, was good, because I guess it wasn't that good, though, honestly. But, like, it followed the storyline in some way. Like, that's the thing that sucks with, like, video game movies, I feel, is, like, they don't follow the actual storyline enough. That's why everyone gets upset over it. Mm-hmm. Or they don't have enough elements of the actual game in it. And that's why it sucks. Like Super Mario Brothers.
But, yeah, exactly.
But Pokemon did the right things they had to do for Pokemon, and then they put their own story on top of it, just like every new game comes out, it's a new story. So that's kind of how I took it.
I think it also helped that
it is based off the game, too, though.
That's what I was going to say. I think it helped, too, that it was so adaptable from a straight game, from a specific game. And
yeah,
they kept the
which
story.
I've never played, so I'm not sure exactly how well.
And I like how they played off of Pokemon the first movie.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they were smart. Like they didn't do too much of it, but no. They played off of people's old school feels.
I wonder if that's how the game is, though.
I don't know,
because I never played that.
I know Mewtwo's involved, but I don't know how much.
I never played the spin-off games.
All right.
But yeah, record breaking.
Okay.
See it.
Here's some other big news. This is actually really big news about X-Men. I guess not really just about X-Men, because this news could bleed into the future of the Marvel comic book universe as well. So, according to Marvel, Jonathan Hickman, the guy who wrote the biggest Avengers run in the past 10 years, like the most popular one, he's coming back to Marvel. He hasn't worked for Marvel for like 5 or 6 years. And he only came back to Marvel on the agreement that they would end all of the X-Men comic books.
When did this happen?
Just today.
Just recently, huh?
Either today or yesterday.
Wow, okay.
And so he said he would come back to Marvel to write for them if they would end all of the X-Men comic books. That's why I picked this Age of Apocalypse. This is a little funny reference, because that was the last X-Men. That was the end of X-Men back then.
Yeah.
But he said if they would end all of the X-Men comic books, he would re-jump it in this summer with two stories. And those two stories are called Power of X and House of X. X-Men is over, and he's starting it over again. This will be this summer. This is a brand new
so
move for Marvel.
They're going to do it, huh?
This is happening. This is definitely happening this summer, and this was just decided. Everyone is kind of speculating that this is going to be the new status quo for the future of the MCU.
Hmm.
Maybe not that they'll use everything of it.
Right.
But by the way, this is not a picture of what he's doing. This is just a picture of an old comic that ended the X-Men. They said this might kind of push forward the new status quo of what they might see with the MCU in the future in the next 5 years for X-Men.
Right.
Not saying that they'll copy his story exactly, but they might take elements from him in the same way they've taken elements in Infinity War. I don't know if you know, the Children of Thanos were all created by Jonathan Hickman. Mm. In the original Infinity Gauntlet, there were no Children of Thanos.
Yeah.
They didn't exist.
No.
So this guy has done a lot of big shit for Marvel in the past few years. So, like, him taking the forefront of the X-Men comic books and kind of hinting to Marvel, hey, do it this way, kind of makes me feel like he might be having some say in what's happening in the movies coming up. If nothing else, he might have a contract going saying if they borrow any of his information or any of his shit, they gotta pay him, which I'm sure would motivate him to write more X-Men shit, you know? But I think it's very interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know. I don't know to think about it, because I don't know. I don't follow the comics at all, so I'm not sure like how many times this has been jumped. I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Well,
I'm not familiar with all his work, so.
I don't think it's the worst idea. Everyone's been loving X-Men Red, though. That's the most recent X-Men comic. Other than that, no one's been loving the other X-Men titles, so I mean, I could see why they don't mind re-jumping it right now, so it's kind
That's
of a decent move. It can also give them a chance to redefine who the X-Men are, like what team they want to talk about. That way, whenever the movie comes along, they can play with those characters rather than the ones that are famous for the Fox series, you know? So that might be part of it, too. But I guess we'll see. July.
Yeah.
July will be the debut of both Powers of X and House of X. And those will be the only X-Men titles to come out from Marvel starting summer.
And if it don't come out, we could be like, why'd you lie?
You know? Stop it. All right, AJ.
All right. Oh, fuck. I didn't research this. I'm going to skip it then.
Next one.
So, Harada. Harada-san.
What's he fucking doing now? Talking about Tekken?
Yeah. So from the Tekken series, he's been like the main like producer behind it, the main head behind all the Tekken series. And then now looks like he's the new general manager for Bandai Namco.
General manager, huh?
Yeah. So now he's going to oversee all future games under the Bandai Namco band, such as like Ace Combat, Soul Calibur, Dark Souls, and all those other games too. So, which is interesting. He'll still have a say in Tekken and everything, but the one dude, what's his name? Michael Murray Well, I is that the dude that's always with them translating and shit? I think it is. So he's going to be the new head of Tekken.
Hmm, okay.
And then one of the jokes going around now is that, you know, now if anyone wants new characters or new shit in the game, we won't need to go to Sakurai anymore. Now we got to go to this Michael Murray dude. So now we can bug him. But yeah, that's what's going on. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. I think it'll be kind of cool to see him have his hand now in like Soul Calibur and shit like that to see if we get any
crossovers
in some way. I don't know.
Some more story connectivity would be fun, you know?
Yeah, or yeah, maybe some more actual connections with Yoshimitsu or some shit.
Yeah, we know very little, just that he'd survived that long.
Yeah, supposedly, yeah. Maybe we'll get Tekken Cross Street Fighter. I don't know.
Yeah, no comment. We'll
yeah,
see.
He has been not commenting on it for years now.
Oh, but you know what? One of our friends was saying that there was a comment about from Harada and the Tekken team about Tekken X Street Fighter, and they were like, they don't know if there's a market for it.
Remember, they're making comments
about they don't know if there's a market for it. Like, we're not saying we're not doing it, but we're saying that we just don't really know. To me, it sounds like they're kind of getting scared and they don't want to fucking make it after they're fucking telling us they're still making it.
Man, I want to see it though, because
I
want to
play
so
it, bro.
Yeah.
I want to play it. I feel like the Street Fighter characters could fucking make sense in the Tekken world.
Well, everyone feels like putting Akuma and fucking all these other 2D characters into Tekken 7
is
all like a test to see how like well it can be implemented with their fireballing and shit like that.
Might as well now.
So.
Akuma shit worked out. I was surprised how well that worked out.
Yeah, Akuma works out, and fucking Geese is pretty broken sometimes. Yep. Not completely, but you know, he's dangerous. He's scary. I get scared when I play him.
Yeah. All right. Ready for the next piece of news?
Sure.
All right. Rick and Morty. So this is something that fans of the animated series are probably going to be pretty happy about. Anyone who's been following Rick and Morty for more than 2 years knows that this fucking show is full of turmoil. After a season comes out, we never know when the fuck we're getting the next season. They always take a long break. Adult Swim is questionable about when more of it's coming out. But guess what? This time, they finally did us justice for Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty has been announced. Season 4 will be coming out November 2019.
They're really on season 4?
Yeah, because of all the delays, bro. Damn. Every time. Yeah. Every fucking time. Like, it happened. But this time, like, we're going somewhere. Season 4 is announced early. They've been greenlit officially for 70 episodes from here.
How many episodes per season?
He's just like 10 to 15.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
So they're greenlit
strong, okay.
for like five more seasons now. And so with this, Rick and Morty actually has a future, because that's why everyone was confused and angry before, because we didn't know. Even the creators were confused. They didn't know if it was coming out. But now we know that it is coming out. They got
it's
a license
coming.
With Adult Swim. The creators even said, we're super excited that... For the first time ever, we're locked down. We know that we have a future. We have job security. The creators of Rick and Morty talking, and they're just saying that they're happy that their shit is officially locked down and for set seasons coming up.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you know, everyone loved Rick and Morty, so no one really doubted it was coming back for season 2 and 3, but everyone's like, we still need an official word from Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And so that's why we waited for so long. But now it's all there.
Yeah, check it out.
It's all laid out for us. So if you've never seen Rick and Morty, AJ, now's the time to start catching up and kind of watch it.
Yeah.
First season's only 10 episodes, I believe. Second season, I think, is also 10 episodes. And I think third season's 15 episodes.
Where can I stream it?
Hulu.
Cool.
Hulu has
it. Got that.
You're going to love it. It's fucking good. It's fucking deep. They fuck around with science shit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard all that, so... Yeah. And then I seen one episode, like it was like the last episode of the first season or some shit. Like Danny's like, oh, you gotta check this out, it's fucking hilarious. And like that shit fucking blew my mind. I forgot what it was. I don't remember now.
It's some fucking space time travel bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like
some
universe shit going on.
They killed their original selves, right? Was it that? Or they killed their original selves and took their place?
It's just, no. It's like they gone to like into like some universe where Rick and Morty's exist everywhere or some shit like that. Yeah. And that's like fucking blew my mind. I was like, oh shit, I really got to check this shit out.
Yeah, it'd be up your alley for sure. But yeah, so November 2019, that's this year, Rick and Morty season 4 begins.
All
so
right.
Anyone who's a fan, you don't have to freak out anymore. It's coming. And there'll be more next year, too.
Cool.
AJ?
More next year. So we're talking about Namco Bandai shit, right? So Calibur 6, which we kind of hinted at in the beginning of the show, but like you got a 1.4 update. So some new balance changes, a couple of characters got some new attacks, which I'm upset with because, you know, Sungmina and Talon did not get new shit. Taki did, Mitsurugi did, Ivy did. Those are all
most characters,
those are all enemies.
Both Talon and Sungmina didn't?
No, they did not.
But I'll tell you, Shang-Hua did.
Did Shang-Hua?
Because I fucking fought Shang-Hua doing a couple weird moves I never seen before.
All right, I got to look at that because I didn't look at Shang-Hua. I haven't really dug into Shang-Hua so much yet.
He wasn't doing a lot of weird shit, but he did a couple things I'd never seen. And I was like, oh, okay, that's got to be new type shit, you know?
Shang-Hua has too many mix-ups for me to be like... Like, I don't know. Anyways, I'll get to her eventually. But anyways, along with the balance changes and all that shit. Oh, yeah. Also, the bug we all keep experiencing for a while
has been fixed. Right?
Yeah. So there is this bug in versus mode where if you, and this is the bug, and they fix it. When you switch controllers and then try to go back to character select, it'll go into random stage mode or some shit like that. Where, like, it, rather than, you know, go to the character select, it'll instead... rematch at a different stage. Even if you went to character select, it would do that. And we noticed it every Sunday night. It would happen like two or three times every single time we change out, you know, people and change controllers. So that was the bug. It was that the fact that we switched controllers and changed characters. Anyways, it's been fixed, supposedly. I guess we'll find out soon. Along with that, though, and all those bug fixes and all that, new items. 58 new items and 44 pieces of background music, which I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Wow, what does that mean?
Does that mean we have 44 new tracks? That's interesting.
Hmm.
Why haven't you given us a new level yet, though? Because I'm getting tired of those levels. Those stages.
You have no choice.
But yeah, anyone's playing Soul Calibur, look out for that. I want to go dig into what the new... items are, so I can try to work on making some characters I've been trying to make for a while. What else you got?
All right, so John Wick, Fortnite. There's a little collaboration between John Wick and Fortnite.
Yeah, John Wick's been in Fortnite before.
Yeah, it's happening again because of the release of the movie 3, yeah. Which is coming out right now as we speak. It's happening right now. The first viewing will be in about 20 more minutes. But John Wick 3 is out as of today. Fortnite's backing it up as they're having a little special going on with Epic Games. The crossover event is called Wick's Bounty. Sorry, it's a limited type event centered around John Wick. You become
it's a sledgehammer and a backpack.
You have special items to fuck around with. But
is that a ninja scroll?
Basically, you hunt for someone who's been alerted by the High Table. The challenge starts with a statement: the High Table has opened a new contract. Have you never seen John Wick?
No, I haven't seen John Wick yet. It was on Amazon Prime, unless you rent it. And what's about
you
to pay $4?
Slipping, bro. John Wick is like even more up your alley than the previous shit we were just talking about that I was saying you would like.
Yeah, even more.
Dude, John Wick is
Rick
so fucking dope. Like, yeah, dude, John Wick is out of control. Anyway,
I'm not an action person. I mean, I kind of am.
Yes,
yeah.
You are. Shut the fuck
but
up.
But like,
I'm not gonna stop.
I like
I'm not
it.
Gonna talk to
I don't
you
go looking for it though. You know.
You need to look for John Wick before he looks for you.
I want to.
But, yeah, so it's a John Wick-based thing.
You
about
know, there's more black posters around this game. Go ahead.
About bounty hunters. You're trying to fucking catch the one that's the most wanted at the time. Your bounty goes up the higher, the more people you catch. So it's a whole John Wick-themed thing because it's all about bounty hunters.
That's
and, like,
cool.
Catching people. Yeah, so, yeah, that's for Fortnite coming out pretty soon. It's already happening right now.
Should we jump into match right now?
No, I don't play that shit. You become a target with the higher scores you get. So, yeah, keep your eyes open for the John Wick specialty they have going right now. I don't know when it's going to end, but it's supposed to be going at least for the next week and a half.
I wonder if that Thanos shit ended then.
I think it's over now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Nice. Glad to see him back, I guess.
And also see John Wick in theaters. It's coming out as of today. So, after this episode.
They didn't pay us to say that shit.
Most likely, if you're already hearing this show... and it's after 8:45.
It's already been out.
You can probably go see it. Yeah,
yeah. So, go see it.
Just throw it out there.
You know, if you're in the theater right now listening to us and it's about to come on, send us a tweet, @InFocus28. Let us know.
Sir, AJ.
All right. This would be my last one before we go to Music of the Week. You down? Because I'm running out.
Let me do one more.
Okay.
Because I have a few. Actually, yeah, let me do one more first then. This is kind of funny. We talked about Game of Thrones earlier, right?
We did.
So apparently, online, this happens every time people are really pissed about something, but I think this one's a little bit more serious because it's already picking up steam.
Steam. News about that later.
Game of Thrones. Apparently, there's a big petition going around for season 8 to be remade.
Oh shit!
It's a serious fucking petition.
This is the perfect pace for it too.
They have more than 500,000 signatures already. Damn. It supersedes Last Jedi and Justice League because, you know, whenever some shit that's epic comes out and doesn't fucking meet everyone's expectations, this happens, right?
Yeah, always.
This supersedes Last Jedi, Justice League. Damn. The numbers are fucking skyrocketing.
Damn.
People are saying they should redo Game of Thrones with different writers, same actors, everything the same.
Different writers, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, they don't trust these fuckers no more.
Damn.
I told you about them. And like I said, dude, even George R. R. Martin was saying he pleaded with these fuckers to do 10 seasons, and they said, nope. Seven. And he said eventually he talked them into 8. He said that's all he could get out of them.
Damn.
That's why I say I think they're just over it, bro. Anyway, that's not the point here.
I think if you just had a couple more episodes in this season, Anya, I think it would have been pretty good.
3 more episodes, bro. One in between each thing, big event. That would have been cool, dude.
Yeah.
Show me Daenerys losing her shit a little bit more. Show me the Night King like approaching a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been cool. Anyway, all right.
Maybe have those battles be maybe, you know, an episode and a half, you know, to see how it ends, you know, some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, this shit just fucking, you know, I just barely got over Arya and shit with the fucking, you know.
Yeah, man, like, give us the time to digest shit. Anyway, so the people are obviously mad about it. The creators are saying that, no one was going to be happy with it no matter what, because everyone's so happy, so excited about Game of Thrones that, like, no matter what they would have done, they think that he would have been
pissed. I don't think it would have been that bad, though.
I agree with you, AJ. If they would have took their time, I don't think anyone would have been close to this pissed.
I'm pretty sure everyone would have been pissed that it was ending, but they wouldn't have signed petitions.
Yeah, it would have been more like Endgame.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Endgame, people complain about Endgame is so minimal. But the complaints here are Hulk was underused. There's like 2 or 3 complaints about Endgame.
Hulk was weird.
Everyone liked that. Yeah, yeah. Thor being fat.
Yeah.
Hulk was underused. There's like 3 little complaints about Endgame.
Yeah.
But they're minimal. Yeah. And not many people are making those complaints. You know,
and no one's signing petitions for that shit.
Yeah, and no one's signing petitions to like end it. To like make it different.
Or to redo it.
Yeah, to redo it. No one's doing that. So I don't care what the creators of Game of Thrones say. Like, if you would have done it right, no one would have fucking done that to you guys. Like, just fucking take your time. But anyway, yeah, apparently that's happening. I don't think it's going to happen. These petitions usually don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
it's
normally they don't.
The reason I think that this might go somewhere is because, I almost want to do a show of video instead of Music of the Week this week. There's a video I saw.
Can we do that?
You want to do it?
I don't know. That'll be new. I'm not prepared for this, T. Hey,
bring up YouTube for me, and I'll show you.
Wait, instead of Music of the Week, we're going to watch some long-ass video?
It's not that long.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty short. It's about as long
Can
as...
Can I do that?
Can we? Can we? I want to show you this fucking interesting video I've seen. I'll bring up YouTube for me. To show you why maybe people bitching about Game of Thrones may not be crazy.
Well, people are crazy, though.
Yeah, I know that. But Game of Thrones actors.
Actors. Black actors.
Yeah, there you go. Right there. React to season 8.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So, I think... I don't know about you. How much are you interested in playing your Music of the Week?
I'm not that interested, honestly.
I think we should play this instead.
Whoa, okay.
I've seen the third one, but this first one looks even better. Play the first one, maybe.
The first one?
But the actors of Game of Thrones, like... So, before you play it...
Let the ad play.
The actors of Game of Thrones, surprisingly, bro, they've been dropping hints before the season came out. And we couldn't tell what the hints were beforehand, you know?
True.
Because we didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. But I'm assuming when you see this video, you're going to see they've been kind of dropping hints that they're not happy about this fucking season.
If you could describe the season finale of Game of Thrones in one word, how would you describe it?
Disappointing.
Okay.
This is the dude.
The dude. Yeah, I'm focused, motherfuckers. So, I'm going to continue with my piece of news first. So, CW is not renewing their deal with Netflix. So, those CW shows that, you know, we see, Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow.
All these shows I don't watch, okay, yeah.
Yeah, all these shows we don't fuck with, which for good reason, bro. It's not worth it. They're not that great. But all those shows, they are not being renewed. They're not coming back to Netflix again. Sadly, that means the Batwoman show that is coming out right now. I think there's like a trailer out for it right now with Ruby, whatever her name is, the girl with the short hair from Orange is the New Black. Anyway, her Batwoman show will not be included in the Netflix deal. So
wait, who's Batwoman?
Ruby, whatever her name.
Oh, who's she playing from what? Orange is the New Black, you said?
Yeah, she was in Orange is the New Black. She's the Australian chick with the short hair. She's playing Batwoman.
Wait, what season was she from? She's been from the beginning?
Season 3? Season 4?
Fuck.
She came in a little later.
Okay, never mind. I think I've only seen up to 2 or 3.
Yeah, well, either way, she has a, you're not going to be getting Batwoman on Netflix because apparently CW is done with their contract with Netflix. So Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Flash, those new seasons we get every year, we're not getting those no more.
Fine.
Might be done under an individual deal, but just don't expect to get all the CW shit.
Don't they have their own thing, though? Their own streaming service?
No, so far the CW shit's not in the DC streaming service.
No, but, like, doesn't CW themselves have their own streaming service?
Or maybe they do. I don't know.
They probably do, because, like, every big company does.
I know CBS does
and stuff. Yeah, I know CBS does. Like, I've been wanting to watch Two Broke Girls, and I can't because it's on their shit.
I'd be really surprised if CW has their own, because their shit's falling so low right now. I feel like they just probably want to latch onto someone else's shit.
Mm.
But I don't know for sure. You could be right. I don't know. I know, like, the Netflix deal was a big thing for them, for their shows, like, keeping their steam going. Mm. But now that's not going to be a thing anymore. So don't be looking forward to that.
We're going
to
lose that station pretty soon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like anything that comes out of CW in the past 3 years, so I would not be mad. But all right, AJ, you got some news for us?
Okay. I got 3 more things here.
Okay.
4 more things, apparently. Oh, cool. That's awesome. Okay. One of them, kind of small, just thing kind of throw out there, but wow. World of Warcraft. Classic. It's coming out in August. They finally gave us a date. Beta started yesterday, I believe. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to get into that beta. And what WoW Classic is, it's pretty much the first WoW game ever, back to nothing. And I don't know, people I guess have been asking for it in some way. So Blizzard's like, all right, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give you the base game, how it was 15 years ago, whatever. Yeah, 20 years. I'm not sure how long this game's been out. But I know it's been out like at least more than 10 years by now, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's coming out pretty soon. I'm pretty sure people are going to be disappointed by it. I don't know. you ever like, because this game has been built upon year
you're going
after
back
year
now.
After year after
you're,
year.
You're unbuilding all that progression, basically.
Yeah, and not only that, like people who have played WoW have like said themselves, like, I don't think anyone's thinking about it, but there have been so many like quality of life like additions to the game that once those are all taken away from you, you're gonna be pissed.
right, I can see that.
Yeah, so I feel like people are not ready for that. I don't think people are really thinking about this too much.
And you know, it goes back to every time you go back to an early version of a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, as a gamer, to me, I don't know about anyone else realizes this experience, but whenever I go back to an older game, 90% of the time, I feel like I'm fucking downgrading. And it really makes me mad. Like, you think you want the old one, and then you play it, and you're like, no, I don't want the old one.
Yeah.
The only example that's different to me is Super Smash Bros. Melee. not because I'm so addicted to that style, but because that game is just so different from every version they made afterwards. You know, it's just real different. That's the only game where I feel like you don't get that feeling. Like,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
But like, if you think about like a game I can reference is like Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to the original Red and Blue. Try to play
You're going
to
get mad.
You can't run.
Yeah.
You don't have a second screen to go off
There's no special effects. Like, you just have your attacks and that's it. They work or they don't work. They miss. That's it.
Yeah,
like,
you're
dead now.
Huh? There's... Like, you don't have, like, all the type of different Pokeballs you have now. Like, you know, you're stuck with Pokeballs, Greats, and Ultras. That's it, you know? Yeah, so many Pokemon that are missing. Yeah, it was like, or, like going back to, like, an older fighting game, you know? You, like, go back to an older fighting game, that you're missing all the new attacks that you, like, got used to over the years and shit from the newer games.
It's a bitch.
So, yeah, well, the World Cup people, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You were warned here first.
In that same vein of going backwards about older versions of things, The Tick, a TV show. I don't know if anyone knows.
It's like going back to an old TV show, too. You go back to an old TV show and you watch it, you're like, this wasn't as great as I remember.
Or maybe it was. maybe it wasn't. It just didn't catch the people's popularity. But The Tick, you know, this is the third time the show has been canceled.
Fuck.
The Tick. It just doesn't work, man. I don't know why. So first...
It was on Amazon, right? Or was it
Yeah,
Hulu?
It was on Amazon. No, you're right. It was on Amazon, yeah. So let's take it way back. Anyone who originally knows where The Tick started, back on Fox, there was a cartoon show called The Tick, which was basically a parody on cartoon superhero shows.
Wait, what came first? Was it that cartoon version or was it the live?
Cartoon version was first.
Okay.
Cartoon version was first. I think it was even a comic before the cartoon version.
I wouldn't doubt that.
But the cartoon version, you know, it's a parody on superheroes. It's a, you know, it's very adult for kids if you think about it. They even showed it on primetime. It came out at 7 p.m. at nighttime. But it was a cartoon animated series about superheroes, and it was a parody based on, like, you know, Spider-Man, Superman, like regular superheroes that we know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that shit continued, and they made more Tick stuff because that cartoon initially got canceled, and they made a live-action show, which came out in the early 2000s, late 90s, around that time. I'm going to say early 2000s, late 90s. But that show was funny as fuck, and it was also a parody on the whole superhero trope. But instead of being a parody on cartoons, it was a parody on superhero movies at the time with their fucking leather outfits and, like, you know, had, like, the fucking over-the-top looking realistic superhero shit.
Right.
Yeah, it was a parody on that. So The Tick continues to be the same parody of the superhero shit we get at the time. And now we have this modern Tick, which was made by Amazon, and it was also a parody of, like, Marvel and DC and how big they are right now and, like, how, you know, they're more, like, cerebral and shit like that. This one failed, too. Tick got canceled again.
I
why. Yeah, I
well,
don't know.
I wasn't watching it, so.
I don't know. I wasn't watching either, so I can't say shit. But, you know, it has really high reviews. It has really high reviews on Metacritic and shit, so people are saying it's good. But the problem is that the creator said, I'm sorry to have to say that we have chosen not to proceed with the Tick TV show based on the industry and Amazon. Amazon said we are best suited to find a different compatriot to find a home at for this show. So basically, they got to find a different streaming service to find a home for it. Right. Or it's dead. One of the two, you know?
So it can live on if someone picks it up.
If someone picks it up. Netflix loves to pick up shit, but they got to see that they're going to make some money off of it. So yeah. I don't really know that they will.
If it got dropped somewhere, I'm pretty sure Netflix would kind of like talk to them and be like, yo, what do you want to do?
Yeah. And they probably want to know.
What are you trying to do?
Exactly. They want to know what you want to do with this kind of thing. And it's like, I don't know. Is there room for a parody of the shit that's popular right now?
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, maybe that's why it's not doing so well, because right now, like, all these movies are actually pretty great. So, like, why would you want to make fun of them?
And I feel like that's why Kick-Ass and that other movie Super worked, because at the time, those movies weren't doing good.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make those movies, like, joking about them, you kind of get it more because, like, those movies weren't great.
Yeah.
But now you have fucking...
You have fucking Endgame.
You have Endgame, bro. You have Shazam. You have Endgame. You have these movies that people are actually liking.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if that shit works anymore. Like, I mean, you could still make fun of it for sure. But, like, I mean, there's too many examples of good versions. You know?
Or could it exist with a new IP, a new character? Like, maybe The Tick just doesn't work for people. Maybe we need someone new that's not The Tick. Get out of that universe. Go into a different universe with the same idea. Maybe that might work.
Maybe. Maybe. It's very interesting, like, how it works and how it doesn't work, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Someone just got to do it right. I don't know.
All right. So, other news. I guess it's my turn, right?
I
said Tick. Yeah, so your turn.
So, the other day, or I think it was yesterday, actually, we got a new Nintendo Direct regarding Super Mario Maker 2, which seems pretty cool. Like, they kind of teased it before, but they didn't give us too much other than, like, you know, oh, we're getting Mario 3D World and the cat suit coming out. I think it's like, I think we talked about slopes, I think, too, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But they came out with a direct that was, like, 15 minutes long. That gave us, like, a lot more detail about what's coming to the new Super Mario Maker. Some of them, to go over them really quickly, hidden underground levels. So in the game, whenever you made a platform, and the camera moved in a way, you can see underneath those platforms. And if you didn't want to do it, then you had to do something tricky to make sure it doesn't come out of the, you know, into the camera's view. This time, though, you can make hidden levels or hidden spaces underneath certain things, depending on how you make the stage. So you can have hidden underground areas now on one screen. The Angry Sun is now a thing you can add into your levels.
I love the Angry Sun.
You can also change him into a moon. I don't think I've ever seen a moon thing or a moon character in Mario games.
Like an angry moon?
Yeah, but he's not an angry moon, though. That's the thing. And what he does is like completely opposite of what the sun does. So if you get hit by the sun, you die.
Yeah.
If the moon comes down and you touch the moon, all your enemies die. Which is interesting.
What?
Yeah.
That's new.
On top of that, it also has special elements to the stages. So they also introduce like a new type of backgrounds and shit like that. So you have like foresty levels. You have like ice levels and shit like that, right? So when this moon's in effect, those ice levels, you actually get slippery floors everywhere. Or if you're like an... depending on the level, you get like floatiness. If you make an underground level and put the moon in it, the level's literally upside down, so you gotta play it upside down. If you're on level with water, you put the moon in, you get high tides, shit like that. So it actually does some little differences to the actual levels itself in the at the same time.
Okay.
You also get slopes. You also get on and off switches, which is cool. So now you can turn things on and off. So like you can have like a color of red bricks, and then you hit the switch, and they disappear. So you can walk through it, shit like that. Or you can just use it in a bunch of different ways. Seesaws, swinging claws. You can make scrolling levels where you can customize the scroll, where you can go up or down or like zigzagging around instead of just sideways. There's a dry bone power up now too.
What?
Yeah, so if you get the dry bone,
you reanimate with that?
Yeah, you get this dry bone alpha in a way, and then you can like travel through lava in it, I believe is what it is. And you remember how the Tanuki suit? When you, was it down B or some shit, you become the statue?
Yeah.
Almost same idea. You break. And then you're invulnerable to whatever's around you. And then you can come back up and start going around like Mario again. Hmm. So that's pretty cool. There's also a story mode now, too. In the story mode, you need to collect coins to build Princess Peach's new castle. So the Toads are there like, hey, you know, something happened to the old castle. We need some coins. Can you help, you know, fund the castle? So then you're put into stages made by, you know, the actual developers themselves. And you collect coins. So a cool little story mode.
That's pretty dope.
We're going to play now, other than just, you know, other people's games. Along with all that, there's also a multiplayer mode, too. So now you can play two-player, four-player as well. You know how, like, what's the Mario games called? Super Mario something? You know where, like, everyone plays on one screen?
Oh, Mario Party.
No, not Party.
Everyone plays on one screen, right? Not Mario Party?
You know when you're going through one stage...
Oh, yeah, the new Super Mario Bros.
New, yeah. Super Mario Brothers, like, status, yeah, multiplayer mode like that. So, yeah, you can do that type of shit now. So you can make levels doing all that. You can also make your levels in a way where you need to get assistance from your other teammates, too. Rather than just fight for the same goal, you can actually work it in a way where you're actually helping each other out. So, like, have one person. What I'm thinking of doing is, like, having a stage where you got to have three people stand on a button so the other person can go through a door or something like that.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, so you can do some shit
teamwork
like that
makes
now.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, teamworking levels. But, yeah, so that's all coming to the new Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Maker 2, which it comes out in July, I believe, or August or June, sometime in the summer. Also, they also announced if you buy the game... I forgot how you buy this, but there's like a special edition version that if you buy it for $70, you get 12 months of the Nintendo Switch Online for free.
Interesting.
Or I guess it's not for free. You're paying $10 for it. And if you already have the online service, that just stacks on top of whatever you already have or whatever you're already paying for.
Okay.
So for any current members, you just get an extra 12 months. Also, they introduce a new online members only, you can buy what they call a game voucher, which is $100. You get two tickets to get any two games digitally for $50.
That's not bad at all. That's a really good price.
Yeah. So instead of paying $60 for a game, you can pay $50 pretty much. And that actually ends on July 31st. So if you want to get two games for $100, go get it on it now. You can also use one of those vouchers to pre-order or pre-purchase Super Mario Maker 2 if you want. It's not even out yet, but you can already pre-purchase it if you want. I'm thinking of doing this for I want to get Pokken Tournament again.
That's a whole other thing.
And I want to get Mario Maker 2, but I also want Mario Kart.
I don't like Pokken enough to get that shit. I thought I would like it, but the more I play it, the more I realize I don't like it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I get why it's a good game. Not for me.
Yeah, I was learning some combos and shit with fucking Sceptile. I remember one night I was streaming it here, and some guys came through, and that gave me some tips. and they're like putting the fucking commands in chat, like, dude, you gotta like 6BBB something. I'm like, oh shit, okay. Mm-hmm. And actually a lot of their commands are like similar to Soul Calibur too.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, which is like everyone, like when they talk about moves, you'll do it like Soul Calibur methods. Right. That was pretty cool. But anyways, yeah. All right, so
another news.
Super Mario Maker.
Taylor Swift. A few episodes ago, we were talking about how she might have a connection to Endgame. Some people were even thinking she might have a cameo in the movie, like as a Eternal or something like that. Like, there was a lot of fucking rumors going.
We did hear that.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly. Apparently, there is absolutely, according to Taylor Swift, no connection to her in the Marvel Universe. Her song just happens to be called Endgame. Has nothing to do with them. She said she wished she was asked by them, but she was not asked by them to do anything. So her song has absolutely nothing to do with the Marvel Universe.
I didn't even know she had a song called Endgame.
Yeah, she is not going to be a character that we know of in the Marvel Universe yet. Some people were suspecting Dazzler. I think that's what we were talking about. That people were thinking that Taylor Swift was going to be Dazzler because you know, she's a dancer and singer, but she's a mutant. But yeah, that's not happening for now. That we know.
For now.
For now. Yeah, there's no fucking indication of that.
Hasn't been confirmed or denied.
Yep. And obviously, as you know, if you watch the movie, there was no Taylor Swift song in the movie. So, yeah, she did not do the song for Endgame either. Just for anyone who was asking all the other extra little questions. other Marvel news, Kevin Feige was doing an AMA on Reddit yesterday. Anyone hear about that? If not, Kevin Feige was answering any questions you had to throw at him unless they intruded too much into Phase 4. Then he would, you know, kind of like...
Shut it down.
He wouldn't shut it down, but he would just put dot, dot, dot.
Like, next.
His answer would be dot, dot, dot if it was a spoiler, basically. That was his thing.
Mm.
And a lot of cool questions were asked. Of the main questions, there was one that was answered and one that was not answered. Of the main questions that were answered... I'm sorry, that was not answered... They asked Kevin Feige, who are you most excited to see in the Marvel Universe that might appear in the future? And he said, I can't tell you, you'll just have to see.
Huh, okay.
So in other words, it's about to happen. Like, that's what everyone's interpretation was. The character that he's most excited about is about to happen or about to get announced for Phase 4.
Okay.
But we don't know. Someone asked specifically, Hail to the King, the Mandarin special. Will this special... mean anything in the Marvel Universe, and do you guys have plans to use it? His answer was yes. They are going to use the Mandarin.
Something about the Ten Rings was mentioned there, too. So.
Well, this is in the same question. Yeah. Mandarin is the leader of the Ten Rings, right. So you know, so that's coming. That is going to be a thing.
Interesting.
Will it be the traditional Mandarin we know? That's another question.
Maybe
it might be the gang that we were kind of like hinted to in Iron Man 1. Who knows? We'll just wait and see. Other things they asked him, they asked Kevin Feige, how did the Marvel Universe movies succeed? And he said, by staying true to the source material, by hiring whoever you want, and by staying true to who you feel is best for it. So basically, just don't fuck around.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just don't fuck around. Just do what you think makes sense for the comics, like, and then it'll work.
And make it make sense.
And make it.
Make sure it is making sense.
Because remember, the only thing that's good about the X-Men movies was from Kevin Feige, Wolverine's hair. Kevin Feige is like, we need to have Wolverine have that hair, if not the outfit.
Hmm.
So think about that when you think about Kevin Feige and the Marvel Universe. You got to make them look like who they're supposed to be. Other things he said, there were some other quick like little references to the Marvel Universe. He talked about his excitement for Shang-Chi. They asked him what his favorite character arc was in all of the Marvel Universe, and he said Iron Man. He said, what was his biggest regret in the Marvel Universe? And he said, dyeing Thor's eyebrows blonde in Thor 1.
I thought he was going to say the, oh my God, what are they called? The Inhumans.
Oh, no, he didn't say that. He wasn't. But yeah, so yeah, he's dropped a little bit of knowledge on us, a little bit of information about like what's going on, what could happen in the future. Yeah, so we don't really know. We don't know anything. We'll see what's going on with it. We'll know more after Spider-Man comes out.
But yeah, guys, go look at that AMA if you want more.
Yeah, it's on Reddit. It's all Reddit. There. You can look the whole thing
like
up.
Everything
it's all transcribed. It's all fun. You can probably find some YouTube videos now. AJ, you got some news for us?
I got two more little things here. One, about another thing about the Switch. In just over 2 years... the Nintendo Switch has sold 8.1 million, I'll say, because that's a big number. There's too many numbers in it. Units in Japan.
Mm.
According to the latest sales figures from Famitsu, which puts it at a lifetime goal of beating out PS4. Because PS4 so far has only sold 8 million, like just 8.0. Where the Wii, only been out for 2 years, has already sold 8.1 million, which is fucking crazy. That was an interesting set of numbers. The PlayStation 4 has been out since February 2014 in Japan. You believe that shit?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That is a long time. I don't even have one. But the Switch came out in 2017. So it's been out long. The PS4 has been out far longer. And the Switch has already sold out or has outsold it. Right. So just thought that was interesting numbers there.
All right. And my last piece of news. So this is pretty crazy because we've been talking about this for a while. Matt Reeves' Batman movie, which supposedly will take place in the past of Batman, the past of Ben Affleck's Batman, has finally been cast. Batman has finally been fucking cast. And that's what everyone's been arguing and bitching about. People are saying Armie Hammer. People are saying all these fucking actors and shit. Armie Hammer. Right? Uh-huh. Armie Hammer. Anyway. apparently, Robert Pattinson has been cast as Batman.
Who the fuck is that?
He is the vampire from Twilight, the main vampire, the white guy, the white guy with the standing hair. So it's not official; it hasn't been confirmed. But
can
all,
I do that?
All the sources, everyone, it's not like a rumor source. Everyone's fucking saying like he's Batman now, and but you know it hasn't been confirmed by Matt Reeves, who's the one who's directing this movie. He hasn't said it himself yet. Everyone's saying once he says it, it'll be solid.
Right.
But usually when we hear this many people fucking bitching about it and this much fucking hype behind it, usually it's true. We'll see, though.
We'll see. I don't know.
But the guy who did Twilight, you know, the main vampire from Twilight will be Bruce Wayne if this is true.
That's fine.
I'm not going to go out and say he's not going
to
be...
From vampire to Batman? I guess it makes sense.
A Batman, you know? Like,
Now he's a real man, you know?
And I was going to say,
real man's movie.
I'm not going to... It's been a long time since Twilight. I'm not going to say he's not going to do a good job at it. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
He might do a great job at it. He might have, like, learned some shit over his acting time. It happens all the time. Chris Evans... Right, you know, we didn't know if he could be Captain America, and guess what?
After the Human Torch, you know?
Yeah, we didn't know if he could do it, and guess what? He blew fucking Captain America away. It gets to
Paul Rudd, you know, as Ant-Man?
I mean, I always kind of thought he was going to kill that one, to be honest. I was like, I think he's going to do that one, right? But, you know, the idea is there. The idea is there, like, you know, maybe they can't do it, but they can, you know? Like, they got the acting chops, so I guess we'll have to wait and see what's going on.
Yeah.
But I just find it very interesting. We'll have to see what happens with it. But, yeah, so... Man, if he's the Batman, I want to hear what people have to say about him as Bruce Wayne. Do you feel like he can do it? Can he pull off that feel of Bruce Wayne? Can he be brooding without being too showy? Can he...
Never seen any Twilight, so I can't
tell
you.
Can he not sparkle in the night? You know, you guys tell me, man. I want to hear. But yeah, that's about all we got for info. Yeah, I actually have one more. Tell me.
So iOS now has Steam Link on it, too.
Oh, shit.
So, which I tried it today, dude. It fucking blew my mind.
It was good?
It's not fucking 100%, but it's fucking interesting. So, actually, I fucking pulled it up on my phone, connected it to the computer, and I actually, you can connect your fucking Steam controller to the iPhone. I had no fucking idea, and I did it today. It's like, whoa, I can do this. And yeah, I went to the room, and I fucking played Soul Calibur on my phone through this computer, of course, with a Steam controller. And the lag on it wasn't that bad.
Oh, wow.
The only thing that sucked, though, is that the sound gets really fucking choppy sometimes. And then the game on my screen actually freezes sometimes for a couple seconds. Like, it would freeze, and, like, I get no movement, but all my inputs will, like, kind of happen. And then I'll see it, like, I won't see it later, but it just skips to whatever's happening live now. So, like, okay, all those inputs, I didn't get to see it. So it kind of does that. But, yeah, it works, and it looks pretty dope. I'm not sure what I can do to make it better other than maybe have a better router. Huh. But it works, and I'll try it whenever I can now. I feel like maybe I'll start getting back into Stardew Valley on this shit now. I don't know. But yeah, so that shit works. Check it out if you guys haven't already. I know it's been on Android now for like a year, and Apple is like, there's something wrong with, you know, it being on iOS store. So Apple's like, no, like, you can't put this out here because of certain terms and agreement type of things, and I guess they figured it out. I don't know. But now it's available.
All right. Well, I guess that basically does it for Unfocused, guys. That was episode 220. AJ, got some plans for your Unfocus week? What's going on?
Yeah, like I said, iOS, Steam Link, maybe do a little bit more of that. I don't know what. Maybe some Stardew Valley.
can I beg you one thing, bro? Can you watch Hunter x Hunter, please?
Maybe. As someone talking to me about it.
Really? Yeah. Someone's talking to you about it?
Yeah, we're kind of talking about it for a little bit. We're talking about that, and then I was talking about, oh, yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho, you should check it out. He's like, oh, yeah, I heard about it. I'm like, yeah.
He didn't know about Yu Yu Hakusho?
No. I'm like, yeah, dude, you gotta check it out. It's the same people. It's like, yeah, I heard that it was the same creator.
It's the same guy, bro.
And then he was like, yeah, like, I heard like Hunter, he called it Hunter, like Hunter x Hunter. But he's like, yeah, I heard it.
Hunter is the real name.
Oh, I mean, is it? Okay.
Yeah, you could call it, Hunter is what you can technically call it.
Anyways, he was like, oh, yeah, it kind of ended. I'm all caught up. I'm like, it hasn't really ended. You know that, right? Like, it's gonna come back pretty soon.
He knows that, right?
I don't think he knew that, but I was trying to break it down for him. But I thought that was interesting. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I should check it out.
You're gonna love it. I'm gonna say,
I gotta finish.
Let me call it right now on Unfocus beforehand. AJ, you're gonna fucking love Hunter x Hunter. Your favorite character, I already know it's gonna be Killua. I'm gonna say Killua is gonna be your favorite character. You're gonna fucking love Hunter x Hunter. You'll like it more than any Yu Yu Hakusho character that you like.
Okay,
Killua. I'm calling it early. What episode are we on? 220.
220.
I'm calling it episode 220.
Write it down. You can write it down right here.
I'm gonna fucking make a note of it. Killua, AJ's new favorite character. All right, All right, so you got that planned.
Finish the arcade stick.
Yep, all right.
Because I just got to, like I said, just build a door and put it together again.
It looks awesome. It's
dry right now.
I'm excited. AJ, you know,
I'm kind of scared, though, because last night it looked dope because we painted it last night.
Yeah, it looked fucking awesome. I saw it.
And then I put on my clear coat of gloss on there, and I don't like the way the gray looks anymore.
Really?
It got I don't know what the fuck happened, but it looks... I don't know. It looks weird now. Maybe because it hasn't dried yet. Maybe just because it was wet. I don't know. I don't like the way the fucking thing looks over light color. But it looked awesome over the yellow, though. And over the blue looks awesome, too. Just the gray did not work out with that fucking gloss. I don't know what it is. So
I'll take a look at it.
Waiting for it to dry out. And maybe once it dry and cures, it'll look better. I guess we'll see tomorrow, hopefully.
Yep.
But over the weekend, it's functional. It works. We have everything for it to work. I just need to make a door now, so... That's all it is. It
looks awesome to me.
I don't know how I'm going to do this door yet, though. Because I also have magnets, because that's how I want it to keep closed with some magnets.
Yeah. And on Saturday, I'm going to come through with a sticker, too, so I can put the final touches on it.
Yeah, but these magnets. These magnets are too fucking strong, though. I was going to two of these would be awesome. Nah, this shit's fucking too strong. Two of these.
You have to work to pull them apart?
These actually hold 10 pounds. So
really?
If I put two magnets in,
10 pounds?
You gotta have 20 pounds of pressure just to open the door. So whoa. I'm like, yeah, I think that's the best idea.
You gotta fucking push that shit.
You gotta pull it, yeah. So but I guess we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll do some testing with this shit, see how it works. And then maybe catch up on the Sonic comics.
All right.
And then I guess we'll see what else.
Unfocus, motherfuckers. Don't forget to join us next week.
Don't you have an Unfocus week?
That's right, I didn't give one, huh? More Soul Calibur. Taki's port cancel. I want to fucking get it more solid. I feel like I'm doing pretty good with it, but I still want to get it better. Other than that, my Evo registration, I just got approved for my time off at work, so I'm going to register for Evo this week.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Good, do that.
Do it.
I'm going to start glancing hotels, kind of figuring that shit out.
Drew was supposed to hook it up.
Well, I was going to say, wait, yeah?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Because I was going to try to hook us up with Nobu Hotel, but if Drew has a better idea...
Talk to Drew, because Drew was talking about some shit that he has a hook up.
I will text him, because if not, we just stay at Nobu Hotel. That's free.
Okay, but yeah. Ask him to see what's up with that. Because he was asking, he's like, are you going? You have a room settled? I'm like, not yet. He's like, okay, I think I can hook it up. He knows someone who works at a hotel.
My next goal is to go to Wednesday Night Fights and test out my new technique I learned. So that's my goal for my Unfocus week. I want to go to Wednesday Night Fight next week and test out my new technique. I was playing online. I got way more wins from playing online from using that.
Cool.
Because motherfuckers didn't know what I was fucking doing. I could tell. I could tell they didn't know what was happening.
Maybe when I get back pretty soon.
Hey, man.
Maybe we can take a look at that.
Let's make it happen. But yeah, Unfocus, guys. Episode 220. This is the Swinub episode, pig Pokemon.
And
thank you for joining us.
I think that's all we got to say. But yeah, we're out. We'll see you. Any last words? You good?
Nah.
All right, we're out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!